Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Omar Vizquel. Batting second. The DH, Julio Franco. Batting third. The first baseman, Jim Thome. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Matt Williams. Batting fifth. The left fielder, David Justice. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Manny Ramirez. Batting seventh. The catcher, Pat Borders. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Casey Kendall. Batting ninth. The center fielder, Marky Grissom. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Chad Ogea. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Nomar Garcia-Para. Batting second. The center fielder, Darren Bragg. Batting third. The first baseman, Mo Vaughn. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Will Cordero. Batting fifth. The DH, Reggie Jefferson. Batting sixth. The catcher, Mike Stanley. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Tim Nehring. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Troy O'Leary. Batting ninth. The second baseman, John Valentin. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Jeff Suppan. And now, play ball. Omar Vizquel batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Vizquel hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Franco strikes out. There goes Vizquel. Here's the throw, and he's safe. One out. Jim Thome batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Thome hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-0, Indians. Matt Williams batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Williams takes first base on ball 4. David Justice is at the plate with a count of 1-0. There goes Williams. The throw from Stanley and he is safe. Williams steals second. David Justice is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Justice hits a line drive into center field. Bragg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Ramirez takes first base on ball 4. Pat Borders is at the plate with a count of 0-1. There goes Williams. The throw from Stanley and he is safe. Williams steals third. Pat Borders is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Borders hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Williams scores. Ramirez moves to second. It's 3-0, Indians. Casey Kendall is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Kendall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Garcia-Para scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Nomar Garcia-Para is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Garcia-Para hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ogea picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Ogea. Garcia-Para moves to second. Darren Bragg is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Bragg strikes out. 1 out. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 1-0. There goes Garcia-Para. The throw from Borders and he is out, Williams applying the tag. 2 outs. Mo Vaughn batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Vaughn takes first base on ball 4. Will Cordero is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Cordero strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Marky Grissom is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Grissom takes first base on ball 4. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Vizquel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Vizquel hits a fly ball into right field. O'Leary settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. There goes Grissom. The throw from Stanley and he is safe. Grissom steals second. Julio Franco batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Franco is 0-for-1 in the game. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nehring fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Thome is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Thome hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Reggie Jefferson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jefferson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Williams fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Stanley is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Williams fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tim Nehring is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Nehring hits a pop-up towards third. Williams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Matt Williams is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Williams is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Williams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. David Justice batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Justice is 0-for-1 in the game. Justice takes first base on ball 4. Williams moves to second. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. There go the runners. The throw from Stanley and he throws it away. That's a double steal and an error. Williams scores. It's 4-0, Indians. Manny Ramirez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Ramirez is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Ramirez takes first base on ball 4. Joe Hudson now pitching. Pat Borders is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Borders is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Borders hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Justice moves to third. Ramirez moves to second. One out. Casey Kendale batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Kendale is 0-for-1 in the game. Kendale hits a fly ball into center field. Bragg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marky Grissom is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Grissom is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Grissom hits a ball on the ground towards short. Garcia Parra fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Justice scores. Ramirez moves to third. It's 5-0, Indians. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Vizquel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Vizquel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Garcia Parra fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. O'Leary takes first base on ball 4. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Valentin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Nomar Garcia Parra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia Parra is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Garcia Parra hits a line drive into left field. Justice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Franco is 0 for 2 in the game. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards short. Garcia Parra scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Thome is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Thome strikes out. 2 outs. Matt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Darren Bragg is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bragg is 0 for 1 in the game. Bragg hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Vaughn is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Vaughn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bragg moves to third. Will Cordero is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Cordero is 0 for 1 in the game. Cordero hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Ramirez. Cordero reaches second base with a double. Bragg scores. Vaughn moves to third. It's 5-1, Indians. Reggie Jefferson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Jefferson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jefferson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Justice. Jefferson reaches second base with a double. Vaughn scores. Cordero scores. It's 5-3, Indians. Mike Stanley is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Stanley is 0 for 1 in the game. Stanley strikes out. 1 out. Tim Nehring batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Nehring is 0 for 1 in the game. Nehring takes first base on ball 4. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. O'Leary is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. O'Leary hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jefferson moves to third. Nehring moves to second. Danny Graves now pitching. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Valentin is 0 for 1 in the game. Valentin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jefferson scores. Nehring moves to third. O'Leary moves to second. It's 5-4, Indians. Nomar Garcia Parra is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Garcia Parra is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Garcia Parra hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Nehring scores. O'Leary scores. Valentin moves to third. It's 6-5, Red Sox. Darren Bragg batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Bragg is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bragg takes first base on ball 4. Garcia Parra moves to second. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Vaughn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thome juggles the ball. That's an error on Thome. Valentin scores. Garcia Parra scores. Bragg moves to third. It's 8-5, Red Sox. Will Cordero is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cordero is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Cordero hits a fly ball into center field. Grissom settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bragg tags and scores. Vaughn tags and moves to second. That run is unearned. 2 outs. It's 9-5, Red Sox. Reggie Jefferson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Jefferson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Jefferson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kendall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. David Justice batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Justice is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Justice takes first base on ball 4. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ramirez is 0 for 0 in the game. With 2 walks. Ramirez strikes out. 1 out. Pat Borders is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Borders is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Borders hits a ball on the ground towards short. Garcia Parra fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Casey Kendall is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Kendall is 0 for 2 in the game. Kendall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Garcia Parra fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Indians 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike Stanley is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0 for 2 in the game. Stanley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tim Nehring batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Nehring is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Nehring hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Stanley moves to second. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. O'Leary is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. O'Leary strikes out. 1 out. John Valentin batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Valentin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Valentin takes first base on ball 4. Stanley moves to third. Nehring moves to second. Nomar Garcia Parra is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Garcia Parra is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Garcia Parra strikes out. 2 outs. Darren Bragg is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bragg is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bragg hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kendall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Kerry Lacy now pitching. Marky Grissom is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Grissom is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Grissom hits a ball on the ground towards short. Garcia Parra scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Vizquel is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Vizquel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Garcia Parra scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Franco is 0 for 3 in the game. Franco hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Stanley fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Thome is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Tommy hits a fly ball into center field. Bragg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Indians 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Vaughn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kendall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Will Cordero, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Cordero is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Cordero hits a ball on the ground towards third. Williams fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Reggie Jefferson is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Jefferson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Jefferson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Justice. Jefferson reaches second base with a double. Mike Stanley is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Stanley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Stanley hits a fly ball into center field. Grissom settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Hazelman now catching. Matt Williams is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Bragg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. David Justice is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Justice is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Justice hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of O'Leary. Justice reaches second base with a double. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Ramirez is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Ramirez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nehring fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pat Borders, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Borders is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Borders hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Justice scores. It's 9-6, Red Sox. Casey Kendall is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Kendall is 0-for-3 in the game. Kendall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Indians 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tim Nehring is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Nehring is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Nehring hits a fly ball into right field. Ramirez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of 3-2. O'Leary is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. O'Leary hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Valentin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Valentin hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 11-6, Red Sox. Nomar Garciaparra is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Garciaparra is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Garciaparra hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Paul Essenmacher now pitching. Darren Bragg is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Bragg is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bragg strikes out. Two outs. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Vaughn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Vaughn takes first base on ball 4. Garcia Parra moves to second. Eric Plunk now pitching. Will Cordero batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Cordero is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Cordero hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Justice. Cordero reaches second base with a double. Garcia Parra scores. Vaughn moves to third. It's 12-6, Red Sox. Reggie Jefferson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Jefferson is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 2 RBIs. Jefferson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Williams fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 12, and the Indians 6. The Indians will come to bat. Chris Hammond now pitching. Marky Grissom is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Grissom is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Grissom hits a fly ball into right field. O'Leary settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Vizquel is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Vizquel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Garcia Parra scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Franco is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Franco strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 12, and the Indians 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Michael Jackson now pitching. Bill Hazelman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hazelman strikes out. One out. Tim Nehring is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Nehring is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Nehring hits a ball on the ground towards third. Williams fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Troy O'Leary batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. O'Leary is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. O'Leary hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kendale fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Valentin is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Valentin hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kendale settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 12, and the Indians 6. The Indians will come to bat. Heathcliff Slocum now pitching. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Thome is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Thome strikes out. One out. Matt Williams is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Williams strikes out. Two outs. David Justice is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Justice is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and 2 walks. Justice hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 12, and Cleveland Indians, 6. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.